This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
The Iron Man himself, Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Talking all things CSU. Hey, Kevin, we got the Mount West football schedule just a few minutes ago. This worked out perfect for your segment today.
Yeah, no, I mean, pretty smart by us, I think, to intentionally shift things around so we could talk as that comes hot off the presses.
That's exactly what I was doing when I said, Kevin, can we move this thing around? I was totally thinking about that.
We're pretty savvy.
Pretty smart when it comes to this stuff. All right, so what stands out to you? I mean, again, we kind of knew some of the matchups there, and we typically know a lot of who they're going to be facing in the Mount West, but still, what sticks out to you the most looking at this schedule? Got it in front of me, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the big thing is when all these matchups are. And first thing, again, we knew this, but week two bye is not really ideal. It means you have to play 11 straight games to end the regular season, which is not great. I guess the good news of that is it gives you a week off to prepare for CU, which obviously is going to be a big game. And then when you look at Mount West, I think it's a pretty nice balance for CSU of both sort of rotating home and road, so you don't have, you know, a series of several weeks where you have to get on a plane. And then even matchups, I think it rotates pretty well of, you know, at least our best guess of kind of winnable ones against, you know, and then some of your harder ones. You know, you start Utah State, which is, you know, probably kind of a toss-up, and then you have, you know, a really tough Boise team at home. Then you go to UNLV, which again is maybe winnable, come back and face a tough Air Force. And you know, that's kind of a fun 2-week stretch. You have Air Force and then Wyoming. And then you have a couple straight home games. And then you head to Hawaii for Thanksgiving, which, you know, not really the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, really not. I mean, yeah, you kind of like the way the end of that schedule looks out. We'll see what that ultimately looks like for CSU going into next year. Obviously, we're wanting to see this team on the improve with Jay Norvell's second season. Spring ball's not that far away. So hopefully they can start to turn this thing around next year.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, I think it sets up that there are no sets of weeks that look, you know, clear. You know, disastrous, you know, 3-4 weeks in a row with toughest matchups. Hopefully, you know, if the team loses some, you know, you don't hit any bad losing streaks and a couple of spots in there where you think, hey, you know, maybe they can pop a couple in a row. So, yeah, overall, other, you know, I think the bye is really the only in that schedule. But otherwise, I think it's pretty well set up for CSU.
Yeah, I think you're right. The bye certainly sticks out. But like you said, you got an extra week to prepare for prime time. There you go. So you can figure out how to beat those Colorado Buffaloes. So I know we're already getting excited about that. Kevin Lytle joining us of Fort Collins, Coloradoan. We have the women's bracket set in the Mountain West. It's Colorado State getting that first round bye. They got the third seed overall. They'll get the winner between Boise State and Utah State, and they just beat Boise State. So we'll see how that goes. You think this Rams team can make a heck of a run so we can see them go up against what? It would work out, right, where they would end up playing UNLV in the championship game.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty interesting setup. That last game, CSU could get from 3-6. That was a big game. Like you said, Rams beat Boise pretty handily. It's 15 points. It was never really in doubt. They won by 21 earlier in Boise. It will be interesting, you know, playing the same team twice, you know, in less than a week. I am just kind of giving Boise the win. Utah State's pretty terrible. And then, you know, if CSU were to win that, probably, I mean, in the semifinal, which obviously would be fascinating. Wyoming is quite good, and then obviously you throw in the rivalry, and I imagine you get across from the other side. So it's well set up. I mean, you don't want to see UNLV until the final. Yeah, I think overall it's a pretty decent spot for the Rams to be in.
Yeah, well, it felt like they were just destined to for sure get there. Obviously had a couple of little bumps in the road, but for the most part they recovered nicely and they found a way to put themselves in a great spot. Number three, that's a solid spot in this bracket.
Yeah, exactly. And really there's not any difference between being the 2 and the 3 other than which color jersey you wear in the semifinal. So, yeah, I mean, they're fine right there. And, you know, McKenna Hofschild, I still think is probably the best player in the league. You know, she won't win the award because a UNLV star will. But McKit Hochschild, if she can have a great tournament, CSU a really good chance. And then, you know, she kind of has a great number two in Destiny Thurman, you know, maybe a second foil that wasn't there last year when the Rams made the title game. So, again, it's a tough road, tough journey, but I think CSU has the pieces to make a run if they play well.
Yeah, McKenna Hochschild has been just phenomenal. Every single night, she just dominates the stat sheet, and they get big wins when she plays well, which is most of the time.
Yeah, and I think I saw earlier today the Becky Hammon Award is the best mid-major player, and somehow Hochschild is not a finalist for that, which I'm kind of wondering what that committee is doing or what they're looking at. But yeah, McKenna is absolutely one of the best players, not just in the Mountain West, but across the country. So yeah, when you have a player like that, it certainly helps.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's a fun basketball team to watch, of course, and we'll see what they can do in the tournament. As for things on the men's side, man, Kevin, against San Jose State, it felt like they had so many opportunities late. Nobody was scoring. They were kind of stuck within 4 points there. They just couldn't get over the hump. And then San Jose State kind of figured it out there down the stretch, ended up winning 63-46. But it really was a lot closer than what that score tells us.
Yeah, most of that middle portion of the second, like you said, a one or two possession game. And CSU never seemed to be able to get that, one big play, one big bucket, get over the hump and, maybe try and build a lead. And, again, I guess that kind of speaks to the season. And CSU really struggled with San Jose State, kind of their links and physicality. The offense just never got going. And, normally CSU is quite efficient offensively. So Tim Miles and his crew, once again, kind of did a number on CSU.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's kind of interesting, too. Tim Miles doing pretty well there with San Jose State. I mean, Kevin, he potentially could be looked at for Mount West Coach of the Year. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be Air Force this weekend, and that would guarantee a top incredible. And yeah, I just got my ballot for the media poll, and right now I think I have to vote Tim Miles, a program that is just so bad, so bereft of resources and fans, and to finish top five would be pretty incredible. So I certainly think he's a front runner for that, and I'll be interested to see how the coaches vote, because I think coaches around the league know that San Jose is sort of a place you can't win at, and yet he is.
Yeah, and you tweeted it out, and I agree. Watching that game the other night, not a lot of people in those stands. Hell, I think UNC filled theirs out when they played on a Monday night at 9 o'clock. There was a lot more people, it seemed like, there than at San Jose State. So Tim Miles, they're going to come calling, right? I mean, there's no way he sticks around for long in this conference, or at least with the Spartans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they had just beat Boise State, for obviously win, and playing senior day with, superstar like Amari Moore. Amari Moore is going to be in the NBA next year. And, yeah, kind of no one showed up. They announced 2,000, and looking at everything from that arena, I think that's probably a generous count. So, I mean, you get, like you said, you get not just UNC, you have high school games that are drawing bigger crowds than that. So, there are a lot of things that go into coaching searches and offers and all that, but Tim Miles certainly, if he isn't already, will be getting calls, and sooner rather than later. I kind of lean toward it being this offseason, but if not, it'll be soon. He'll be heading out for somewhere else where he has more of an ability to build a sustained winner.
In the Mountain West tournament, obviously CSU, we'll see what they can do, but I don't think a lot of people are getting their hopes up. Do you have a dark horse in this tournament, or is there, you just look at it and say, San Diego State, Boise, we'll see Utah State, or do you have somebody maybe pulling off a shock here, a little bit of an upset in this tournament?
Well, I mean, I kind of think you'll be somewhere in the Boise, San Diego State, Nevada group, but I mean, if you're looking just at seeding, I mean, New Mexico's probably going to end up the sixth seed, and that's one heck of a dangerous sixth seed. So, if you're looking for, at least based on seeding, a dark horse, that's one. I'm not sure they truly even count as a dark horse because they've been so good at times this year, but seeding wise, they are. And on game to game basis, everyone's dangerous. Like I said, I don't think a CSU or an Air Force is going to go win the tournament. But can they beat, someone and mess up the bracket a bit? Absolutely. And, especially CSU, they kind of, like we were saying, it's the women. CSU men arguably have the best player in the league in Isaiah Stevens. So when you have that, you're dangerous. So Yeah, seeding-wise, you know, New Mexico might be a dark horse there.
I'm with you. It seems like I've watched more New Mexico games than I remember, and every time I go in thinking, this is a really good team, and then somehow through the games I've been watching, they lose, and I don't understand how it happened.
Yeah, they're really fun, you know, kind of erratic in what they do, but when they are on, as CSU saw when they were down the pit, they can be really, really good. You know, can they string that together for 4 days? You know, we'll see. That's kind of been their problem, consistency. But man, I mean, that is a dangerous team that will be fighting for their NCAA tournament lives. So, like I say, teams, you know, the high-seeded teams won't be real eager to see number six New Mexico.
You got a great write-up on the Isaiah Stevens. I'm really suggesting folks check that out. You had, of course, David Roddy jumped in and helped you a little bit, giving some quotes, Coach Farouk Manesh. I love that you put this together. Isaiah certainly deserves that kind of coverage. He is one of the greats. Will go down in history no matter what he decides to do at the end of the season as one of the best Rams of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, senior day is tomorrow. Again, it's not for certain that him and John Tonjer are gone because both could come back, but they are being honored because, you know, better to have two senior days than none. But, yeah, Isaiah is absolutely one of the best players in CSU basketball history. And I had a lot of fun with that story, just talking to a bunch of people who have spent time around him, and a lot of fun stories about, you know, kind of they mode is the thing I called it. Well, not I called it, they all call it, of sort of the intensity and determination that this kid shows, and the ways it comes out, you know, not just in games that we all see, but sort of in the, you know, the private workout type of times in the summer. Some really fun stories that kind of show you why this kid is able to be as good and as special as he is. So I had a lot of fun with that. Really appreciate everyone sharing those stories because I think they really show a lot of what Isaiah Stevens is as a kid.
I think this is, I mean, I love your game coverage and your live tweet coverage of the games, but I really enjoy these stories where you sit down and you just break into the history, the background, whatever, who this person is. Those are my favorite. But there's not bad stuff out there for Mr. Kevin Lytle, though. I'll just say it.
No, and these are my favorite to do as well. And obviously going to the games is a blast, and I'm, you know, blessed to be able to do that. But again, to talk to people, you know, talking to Isaiah's mom a couple days ago, and she's sharing stories, you know, and obviously she's so proud of her kid, not because he's a great basketball player, but because he's a great kid, and hearing those stories. And, you know, Ali Farouk Manesh was, you know, literally crying, telling me stories about Isaiah and how much he means to him. Those are the things that kind of show you, you know, the human side of this. Like, yeah, Isaiah is an awesome basketball player, and it's fun to watch him. But I think one of the reasons he's so adored here at CSU is so many people have gotten to know him as a person and kind of how unique and special a human being he is.
Yeah, I've certainly got to know him a little bit more doing the radio show. Of all the players I've done these with, and again, some great ones. I thought David Roddy was great. Ellison Hubbard was really good. Isaiah is one of the best. I mean, I joke with him, but I'm serious. I'm like, dude, if this is a route you want to go, whether that's broadcasting games or radio conversations, shows, whatever, he could go that route too. So the sky's the limit for that young dude.
Yeah, absolutely. I said this to his mom, and I can share it publicly. Of, you know, obviously in the job, get to meet and interview and talk to, you know, thousands of different people, and Isaiah absolutely is in, you know, that top group of absolute favorites to just talk to, no matter what it is, if it's basketball, anything else. He's just a really enjoyable person to talk to, and like I say, it's cool that he's really good at basketball and fun to watch there. But it's even better to, you know, just have a, you know, person like that in the community that's so just enjoyable to have around.
Well, Kevin, I'm trying to get some breaking news for us, man. I did text Isaiah, and I just said, hey, I've loved doing the show with you, man. Can't wait to do it next year. And he did not bite on that. He just sent back a winky face. So I don't know if I can take that as neither he's coming back or he's leaving. So I'm trying.
He knows how to play the game, doesn't he?
He does, man. He absolutely does. I hope he comes back for our sake, but totally for him personally, either decision he makes, I'm sure will be the right one.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, my man, Kevin. We got college hoops on tonight, so no Rams Weekly. I'm sure we'll see each other again. Just keep looking out there, man. We'll catch up at some point. I'm positive of it.
Keep a weather eye on the horizon, right?
Absolutely, man. Kevin, appreciate you, man. We'll be checking out that write-up. Great work from you, as always.
Thanks, Brady.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, we got college hoops on tonight. We will be carrying March Madness on this station, so we're very excited about that because some people can't get off work and go home and watch the games. You can pipe it onto your radio, and we'll have it for you guys when you're out, when you're working. Or you can come hang out with us, either way.
Yeah, and what better way to keep track of it than joining our bracket challenge?
Oh, well, Unk still hasn't got the email, or he hasn't sent you his email yet. He said, did you guys get it? And it's, dude, every text he's sending is coming through except for the email.
That wasn't the email we got earlier?
I don't think Unk is that guy.
He's not that guy.
The one I sent you from
yes.
The email thing? Mm-mm. That guy doesn't have a nickname yet. He needs a nickname.
But what do they need to do to get into this challenge?
That right now, for the rest of the show, we got 20 minutes left of the show. Just text us, 888-530-0043. I need you to text MADNESS and then your email. And tomorrow's going to be a little more complicated. We might do some trivia tomorrow to get you in. So take advantage of getting in easily today. If you want a chance to win a foursome of golf from the Eaton Country Club, we're working on swag from some of our great supporters of this station, so you don't want to miss that. But if you want in, now's the time. Shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. Text the word MADNESS along with your email, and we'll get you in. But tomorrow, it's going to get more complicated. So take advantage of the bonus time today to get into our March Madness challenge. 40 minutes after the hour, Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.